We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Tropical Storm Barry will likely become a Category 1 hurricane before it makes landfall in Louisiana this weekend. Joining us on our news line from just south of New Orleans is CBS News correspondent Manuel Bajorquez. Manuel, tell us about the conditions and what are you seeing right now?
Well, right now, things are pretty calm weather-wise. It's a sunny day here, which is a bit different from yesterday when there was that flash flooding in New Orleans proper. That was a fresh reminder for people of what a deluge can do here. And, of course, all the officials are saying that even if this is not a direct impact from what is now Tropical Storm Barry, there could be other impacts as far as just rainfall, but also storm surge expected to go up the Mississippi River. So there are concerns from some residents about the levees. At this point, the Army Corps of Engineers have said that the levees are expected to hold, that they revised the crest, the forecast crest, to 19 feet, which is a foot lower than they thought yesterday. So they are confident. But, you know, this is New Orleans, and after Katrina especially, a lot of people are nervous about what could happen.
Will this be a big test for levees that were beefed up after Katrina?
Absolutely. There were $14 billion spent to retrofit some of the levees in this area. And while some of them, are definitely stronger than they were back then, there is a concern that they may not have been tested that way since then, and that we'll find out exactly how they hold up. Again, the officials here are saying they believe that there will not be a breach, and they don't believe there will even be any overtopping of the levees. But with that, they will also remind people that there are so many variables here that the path of the storm could still change. If it lingers for a long time, of course, then you have more rainfall to deal with. And if the storm surge is much more than they're expecting, then there could be other issues. So they are remaining confident, but cautiously.
In our last few seconds, what's happening in New Orleans right now? Is it business as usual? Are people getting out?
Well, some people are still cleaning up from the flash flooding that happened yesterday. Those storms were unrelated to the system in the Gulf currently. So you have a lot of people stocking up. We were up at a Target earlier stocking up ourselves. And as you might imagine, the water is very quickly being sold out as far as other things like bread and supplies that people are used to picking up when there are storm events like this happening. So that should be an encouraging sign. People have been asked to shelter in place if it comes to that. So at least it seems like some folks will have supplies to last a few days.
Thank you, Manuel. CBS News correspondent Manuel Bajorquez in Plaquemines Parish, just south of New Orleans.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.